A Breakfast Huddle with Elliot Danker, Yasmin Yonkers, and Ryan Hwan. Replay from Money FM 89.3.
Remember, Stanley, back in May this year, ride-hailing firm Uber, with competition from rival Grab, they decided to exit the Southeast Asian market.
That's right, that's right. And after 7 months of their parent company leaving the market, Lion City Rentals, who is that's still a subsidiary of Uber, is attempting to start anew.
Our guest this morning is Pascal Lee. He is the new general manager of Lion City Rentals, and he hopes to establish the company as a preferred car rental company here. Now, mind you, Lion City Rentals has about 130 employees, and they're looking to increase their headcount. We'll find out more in just a while. For now, we welcome Pascal Lee, General Manager, Lion City Rentals. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
7 months since Uber exited the market, your fleet size has decreased by about 30%. Your fleet utilization rate has also declined. Pascal, why has this happened and how else have you been impacted? Help put things in context for us.
Sure. So I think that first, on the amount of the percentage, I just want to clarify that the things here is something that we always constantly look into our different strategy, different the different market options, how it evolves, so that we always look into ensuring that our size of fleet is always meeting the demand.
Okay.
So I would say on the specific number, I won't comment on it specifically, but I would say that we are right-sizing it so that we have the right volume of activity.
So the reduction in size is all to meet with the climate of demand that exists now in Singapore.
Exactly.
Okay, fair enough.
Now, your stated goal is to establish Lion City Rentals as the preferred car rental company here in Singapore. How do you plan to do that, especially since you've lost your anchor captive market?
Sure. So I would start to say that this vision of becoming the most preferred car company in Singapore is something that we're setting as a vision that will take time to achieve, but at least that is for sure the direction that we're taking. So it means for us it's to ensure that anything that we're doing is really more focused into the customers, the engagement that we can provide them, and ensuring that we're giving them the best experience that is efficient and then seamless for them. So in that manner, I would say that because exactly now that we are becoming a car rental company, we are not anymore just serving ride-hailing. We are really becoming a car rental company. So as such, we do need to be ensuring that whatever we're doing from now on is really being focused as being a car rental company by becoming the most preferred car rental company in Singapore.
Does this mean a change of business model? Is there any chance you could explain more?
Sure. So there's no change of business model.
Okay.
So that needs to be clear. So we started as being really focused on ride-hailing.
Right.
Ride-hailing platforms are still existing in the market. So for us, we are still focused on our drivers, hirers, and being able to serve each and every one of them so that they can then, continue on, carry on renting a car and then having then their livelihood from it.
So kind of like opening up the market, not just to the ride-hailing firms anymore. How long do you think it's going to take you to achieve this?
Sure. So I think that, again, the focus still remains on the drivers and hirers.
Sure,
okay.
Sure.
So that doesn't change.
Sure.
So, but then we want to be sure that we are the company where any of the drivers would think of us first. So we want to be really first of mind. If you need to rent a car, think of Lion City Rental. And then, we are having a huge amount of fleet. So we should be able to be, the first choice because then people will know that there's car available on our side. And then also that we are ensuring that we're giving them good quality and experience moving forward.
Okay.
Well, we're speaking with Pascal Lee, who is General Manager of Lion City Rentals right here in our studio. Now, Pascal, you earlier mentioned that, becoming a preferred car rental company would take some time. That's like a vision, a goal. So given that there will be sort of a runway towards it, any, rough forecast as to how long that might take to be that preferred car rental company?
Of course, I would expect to be as soon as possible.
Step on the gas.
I would say that it's, as you said, that's to be a vision. It means that it needs to become into our DNA and ensuring that that is our everyday core focus. Any key decisions we are taking is focused on becoming into that manner. So the pool of customers we have right now is already satisfied with what we're doing. What we're trying to do is to further even enlarge that group of customers that we have to be satisfied with us. Mm-hmm. And making that vision become reality by making sure that more of the customers that we have are satisfied with us, and then others can also be joining our platform.
Pascal, I'd like to get you to elaborate a little bit more on this. Okay, fine. As soon as possible, that's what everyone wishes, sure. Right? But your parent company, Uber, is no longer in the market. So then what is the strategy to achieve this vision? I mean, is it things through marketing, education? How? Sure. What's the plan to get there?
Sure. So I think that first, like you said, because now we are still a subsidiary of Uber, sure. That we're still like, now we have our own kind of management. We can decide on our strategic decisions, and then we have our own voice, which I'm here presenting.
Yeah.
So that's a good thing. That changed from before. Mm. So as such, you know, for us, it's two things. One is we're looking into the customer experience. Okay, we're ensuring that we're trying to get the best experience for our drivers when they're trying to come to collect the car, when the cars are with them. And how then are we able to ensure that then the car stays in a good quality, and then that the experience that they get with us is the best in terms of support that can come from the needs that they might have during the hiring period that they have. Mm-hmm. So that also comes with like the different types of rental that we are giving, the range of rentals. Okay. So before we used to go on a 6-month or 1 year kind of rental. Now we have different types of layers. So we have 6 months, we are proposing 3 months, 1 month, and now we are going down to also 1 week. So that is our ability to kind of, you know, segment the different needs so that then the drivers can, you know, get to the level of comfort in terms of engagement that they can feel comfortable. So that's okay. That's one. Second is we are looking into rewarding, of course, then the driver hirers with more incentives. So the incentives are definitely like into two different areas. One would be for the new hirers, those people who will be thinking of a car. Mm-hmm. We want to be sure that we're capturing their attention. Then second would be on the loyal customers that have been with us for a while. We want to be sure that, you know, they feel also that we are rewarding them also for still choosing to be doing business with us.
What is the biggest challenge for Lion City Rentals today? What would you say that would be?
I would say that in terms of challenge, because we're now we are trying to get ourselves into become the car rental company. So we need to, like I said, focus then the attention from just like serving ride hailings to be becoming a platform. And so then it's to ensure that we are changing the team dynamic to be realizing that vision, because that becomes like a shift where we're now shifting our attention to more attention to our customers, ensuring that we're able to serve them. And what I can say is that I'm confident that we have the right team right now to make that happen. So that is, I would say, the challenge that we are happy and excited to take on, because this is really seeing as an opportunity for us instead of really being a challenge where we are trying to figure it out. We are clear in the direction where we're going.
A team of 130 and growing.
Yep. We're speaking to Pascal Lee, General Manager at Lion City Rentals. We're talking about how they're positioning themselves as the preferred car rental company. Gojek, they've announced their entry into Singapore's market. I believe that's happening very, very soon. Grab drivers showing interest to jump ship over to the other side. How does this affect Lion City Rentals? Challenge or opportunity?
Definitely opportunity.
Okay.
Because, you know, as we said in the earlier part, we are a car rental company. So as such, then it means that all new players coming into the market is a great thing.
Okay.
So, you know, for us, it's an uplift for the market. So then it just ensures us for on our side that then we keep on ensuring that we're making that vision reality, being the most preferred car rental company in Singapore, by ensuring that then we are looking into how we can then have the cars in the hand of the drivers so that they can go and then ride for any of those platforms.
And hopefully opportunity for you will be better for us as consumers.
Yeah, hopefully consumers win too. Grab too has announced new incentives to retain their drivers. So what are your plans to beat competition?
Sure. So that's a good question. I would like to say that, you know, we're not defined by competition like with Grab or Gojek, because we have changed the dynamic since the Uber exit happened. Then for us, we want to be one of the preferred choice of cars for any of the drivers. And then for us is to facilitate, you know, the onboardings that then the drivers will want to get into the different platforms. That is where we can give, like, you know, value, because we are in this business. We understand then the kind of pains and challenges that the drivers are facing, and then we know how to address them so that they can be on the road very fast, driving and then earning their living.
We're speaking with Pascal Lee, General Manager, Lion City Rentals. Of course, the parent company used to be Uber when they were still in the market here in Singapore. And just to follow up from Stanley's question, I've been curious about this, and I hope you can help me answer this. Even with Uber around, they also offered incentives. Offering incentives to drivers, does this affect profitability in a big or even small way?
You mean in the past?
In the past or even now moving forward, will it affect profitability?
Sure. I think that, you know, on that part, for us, because then I would say that our entire dynamic have changed.
Okay, right? Okay, tell me more.
So it means that for us, it's all about our capabilities, our possibility in getting then our cars rented. So to us, it really comes down to cars.
Okay,
right?
Okay.
So that is really my main focus, is how can I get a car in the hand of a driver? Which the dynamic is very different on how it used to be before, where then we were, Lion City Rental was focused on, you know, helping then Uber getting more drivers with a car on the road.
I see.
So that is the slight nuance trying to, you know, to get across, is that we are really becoming a car rental company. And so, as such, of course, we are serving different types of customers. But then our customers are, you know, are riders and hirers.
Right, right. Yes. Okay. Pascal Lee, General Manager, Lion City Rentals. What can you offer Singapore's consumers in terms of new service offerings? Anything exciting you could share?
Yes. Also, you know, since the last 2 weeks, we have started to launch new promotions, you know, to get more of the drivers interested with us. Because like I said, you know, the earlier they get with a car, then the earlier they can be on the road than driving for the different platforms. So for us, it's really like about two things again. The incentives that are constantly being put up into the market that will be continuing. And then also the customer experience. We really want to be looking into the experience that we are providing to our drivers, hirers, so that, again, they can come and enjoy and see how it is easy to be taking a car from us. And we are trying to be, you know, giving them the best price. And we're also trying to be keeping on being innovative in the way and how we're delivering cars to our hirers.
Yeah, customer service is something we tend to always overlook. It's so important today.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Now, the ride-hailing industry, what are your perspectives on the prospects of the ride-hailing industry, given that there'll be a lot of drivers or renters who will be actually renter hirers with Lion City Rentals?
Sure. I would say that, you know, having a new player or new players in the market is going to definitely change the dynamic of the market. Changing of the dynamic of the market is going to make us, you know, being attentive and looking into how the market is responding, and then understanding what then our customers will want or need from us, and then how we can address it, and then, you know, be able to propose the best answer to the drivers.
I'd like to get your perspective. What do you think are the prospects of this ride-hailing industry in Singapore moving forward, in your opinion?
In my opinion, I would say that definitely there's room for other players.
Yeah.
That's for sure. It used to be two players before.
Yeah.
So then definitely at least that's the, I would say, the minimum we can expect. And I think that the more, the merrier.
So in spite of the acquisition of Uber from Grab, there's still a lot of room for competition, yeah?
Definitely. I think that, you know, beyond, you know, my own point of view, I think that everyone have seen on the different newspaper that people do ask for further choices, then that would be fantastic.
All right. Well, thank you very much for coming by the studio. We've been chatting with Pascal Lee, a general manager at Lion City Rentals.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH Radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.